This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Kisetze. We want to see what does Parshas Kisetze have to tell us about Chodesh Elul, about the Yom Noraim, and in our preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Very interesting Rama. The Rama says in Chodesh Mishpat, here you have a guy. He wore shatness. So if our courts were strong enough, he would go to the court. We would have two edim. You know, make him bend over. We give him some good zets. We give him malchus, right? Arbaim yakin. So the Rama says, what do we do nowadays that we don't have bezdin? So what if a person doesn't have there that he's liable to lashes? How can he gain kapara? Says the Rama, kasu ha'achroinim b'tshuvaseyam. Demi sheneschayiv malchus yitain arbaim zehuvim b'malchay malchus. Someone who's chayiv to me. No. So give it to tzedakah, I don't know. Doesn't say. Someone who's chayiv malchus should give 40 zehuvim instead of malchus. You know, instead of either you get hit or you give money. Yeah, to a lot of people it's worse to have to give money anyway than to get hit. So therefore the Rama says you give 40 zehuvim. Of course we know. The pasuk says,
V'hayim
bin hakos harasha. If you're going to come to give malchus, v'hipilo ha'shofet v'yikala fanav, the shofet casts him down, he smacks him, kedei rishasai b'mizbar, according to his wickedness, by number, arbam yakin aloyoy. The only thing is, that's what the Chumash says. But everybody knows that we don't give 40 malchus. Everybody knows how many malchus do we give? 39. Right? The Mishnah says, Kama Malkinoisai, Arboim Chasar Achas. Shenemar. It doesn't say Arboim Bemispar, it says Bemispar. Arboim Minyan Shehu Samach Arboim. A number close to 40. Rabbi Huda Imar Arboim Shleimois, 40. So I don't understand. The Rama, what the Rama is paskening like, right? Rama is paskening like Rabbi Huda? We don't paskening like Rabbi Huda. Everybody knows we paskin like the Chachamim, like the Tanakama. You only give 39 malchus. So why in the world nowadays, if somebody doesn't have there that is chayav malchus, why in the world should you have to give 40 gold coins? You should give 39 gold coins. What's Rama talking about? And in fact, if you take a look in the Gemara says over there, my taima. What's the reason? What's the reason why we don't give 40? Iksiv arbaim b'mispar. 40 by number, havamin arbaim b'minyana. I would think by the number 40. Hashta dechsiv b'mispar arbaim. Now that it says mispar arbaim, minyan shehu soikem es arbaim. It's a number that tallies up 40. It's a number that gets you to 40. Which number gets you to 40? 39. So Rabbi Yosei, had we just read this Gemara, is 39 midai raisa or is 39 midrabanan? Medai Raisa. The Gemara says it's a drasha. If it says Arbaim b'mispar, I would have thought 40, but it doesn't say that in the Chumash. It says b'mispar Arbaim. That means Medai Raisa. You only give 39. Now look at the next Gemara. Amar Rava Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshi. Look how foolish people are. The Kaimi Mikami Sefer Torah. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, but like Kaimi Mekama Gavar Abba, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. But a Talmud Chacham is better than a Sefer Torah. Why? Because a Sefer Torah says you have to give 40 lashes, and the Talmud Chacham says you only have to give 39 lashes. So who's better? The one that gives less zets, not the one that gives more zets. The Torah says you got to give 40 malchus. The Chacham says you give 39. So how come people, when the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron, all of a sudden every guy, doesn't matter what he's doing, even if he's talking, he'll still stand up for the Sefer Torah. And when the Talmud Chacham walks into the room, people turn around, they look the other way. Well, what's pshat? People are foolish. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yisai, is that a Darabanan Dikasvara or a Daraisa Dikasvara?
The Rabbanan.
Yes.
Who makes 40 into 39? The Torah or the Rabbanan?
The Rabbanan.
Clearly, the Gemara is saying the Rabbanan. Because people stand up for a Sefer Torah. They don't stand up for the Chacham who says, I don't care what it says in the Sefer Torah, it's only 39. So the Gemara is a little bit of a stira mineobe. First, the Gemara says it's a full-fledged drasha that you have to give not 40 but 39. And then Rava comes along and says, no, it's the Chachamim who say it.
Who makes the drasha?
Who makes the drasha? Okay, so you want to say, really, it's midaraisa, but chachamim are the ones who are given license to make the drasha.
And the Rabbi Yehuda is not a talmud chacham.
So you want to say what? It's really, it's midrabanan. It's really midrabanan. Okay, so let's see.
Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, he says 40, like it says in the Torah. He doesn't deserve to extend that for. He's like a seven.
Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, right.
He's groy. He's less only.
According
like
to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't stand up for Talmid Chachamim, you're not tipshai. You're wrong, yeah. But you're not tipshai. But according to the Chachamim, you're tipshai. Now it's Rabbi Isai. Based on this Gemara, it would seem, from the first part of the Gemara, that it's Midai Raisa, so that you get 39 Malkus. Rava comes along and says, no, it's the Chachamim who are the ones who bring it down to 39. So the question is, are they bringing it down to 39 on a Daraisa Dika level? Or is it really Midaraisa, you should get 40, and 39 is only Midrabana? Let's take a look at the Medrash. What's the Inyan of the 40 Malkus? And we'll see what does this have to do with Elul and the Yamim Naram. Says the Medrash, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, number 5. What's the Inyan of the Arboim? Keneged Arboim Klolois Sheneskalalu Nachash V'chava Ba'adam, ba'adama. The Nachash got 10 curses. Chava got 10 curses. Adam got 10 curses. The ground got 10 curses. So can I get all the klalos? So you get 40 curses. U'pichsu chachamim achas mishum lo Yosef. The chachamim knocked it down one because of lo Yosef. So what is this machma? That midday raisa, you should get how many?
40.
Not 39. It's not a real drasha. The chachamim were the ones who came along and said, we're going to knock it down to 39. Says the Marzav. It's machlokes. Is it Marzu or is it Marzav?
What is the difference?
When you read it, it looks like, you know, Marzu. But the Maizu's name was Zev Wolf. It depends. There's stereos in the art scroll, what he's called, Marzu, Marzu. What? Yeah, anyway, Mishum la Yosef, v'kasavoyed sham, pen Yosef lahakos, harei shekavonas ha-Torah lihizoyer b'zeh, the Torah wants us to be careful, uvehechroch la'asos yag l'davar, and to make a guard. In other words, the Torah says, give 40. But the Torah also says, make sure you don't give extra. So since the Torah wants us to make sure we don't give extra, so Chacham say, how are we going to make sure we don't give extra? We are giving 39. This way, even if you give one extra, you're anyway doing what the Torah wants. Aye, what right did Chachamim have to be oikar davar min haTorah? V'yesh kayach b'yad Chachamim levatel mitzvah saseh b'sheva al taisa mishum geder sholoi saseh. In other words, very interesting. Says the Marzav, and the meaning of the Medrash is like this. Midaraisa, you're supposed to get 40 Malkus. The Chachamim come along and say like this. If we're going to give 40 Malkus, what happens if the guy says 1, 2, 3, 4, right? 2, oh, you just interrupted me. 2, 3, right? And he's going to end up giving 41 Malkus. He's going to end up giving 41. 2, 3, what?
1, 2, 3. But when you check them out,
when yeah, things could happen, things could happen, and you know you lose count. So therefore, if you only give 39, you know, worst comes to worst, you're anyway getting what you're supposed to get midday raisa. What right do the chachamim have to give to be oiker? They're being oiker b'sheva al tasa. Now, very interesting. So it comes out according to this. How many malchus do you get midday raisa?
40.
The only reason you don't get, the Chachamim say don't get 40, is a geder of Lo Yosef. Look at this is exactly how the Rambam says it. Ketzad Malkin is Hamachuyav Malkus. How do we whip someone? Kefi Koichai. Shenemar, like it says, Kedei Rishasai Bimisbar. Vizesh Shenemar Arbaim. This is what it means, Arbaim. Shein Moisifin al Arbaim. We don't add to the 40. I feel Hayachazak of Ari Kishimshan. Even if the guy is, you know, strong like an ox. Aval Poischin Lechalash. We give less to a weak person. Shem Yaki Lechalash. Makarabah Valiumes. Lefikach Amru Chachamim. Since we're allowed to give less, the Chachamim said, Afilu Habari Beyoiser. Even the healthiest guy. Makarasu Shoshimatesha. Why? She'em Yosef lay achas nimtzei shalohi ko el arbaim haru yoslai. So this way, if you add, you're anyway only giving him what he's supposed to get. So the Rambam writes very clearly. Midairaisa, you're supposed to get 40 makas. The Chachamim said, give 39 this way, even if you make a mistake, you're giving him what he deserves. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that according to the Rambam, the Gemara that darshins it from Arboim, b'mispar Arboim, it's not a real drasha. It's only an asmachta ba'alma. Right? If you're going to say according to the Chacham, according to the Rambam, that the drash, that really Midaraisa is supposed to get 40. It's the Chachamim who knocked it down. So what do we do with the Gemara Malkus that darshins it from b'mispar Arboim? You have to say it's asmachta ba'alma. Says the Minchas Chinuch, mevuar b'tayra de Malkus Arboim. Ach Rabbanon sfiruhu, the ain like an elalama test. The mispar arbon v'hu limud gamur. Min Chaschinuch starts off by saying this limud is a full fledged drasha. Im kain min atayra ain like in rak malchus lama test midairaisi get 39. Says the Min Chaschinuch, but the Rambam doesn't say like that. Acha Rambam kan kasa lefikach amru chachamim magen azam test v'hu legeder lavdu la Yosef shalu lo yucha lavu dehosafa. Ah. So you have to say, he says a few lines down, the soiver haramam de drasha zu rak asmachta. You have to say the Rambam holds, it's only an asmachta. Ah. So now we're going to deal with the following problem.
Asmachta mean what?
In other words, really, midairaisa, you get 40. What? The Chachamim were concerned that if we give 40, you may add 41 and you'll be over a lot. So therefore, they on their own said 39 and they found an allusion to it in the pasuk.
But the Rambam said that not to add up, he's saying may die.
You worry about that. That's what the pasuk is saying.
You can make a get, you can make a get, that you can make a siyog. That's still the Raisa.
I mean, the Torah itself is allowing the Chachamim to make a siyog more than just the regular siyog.
But you get the
what about the whole concept?
Pashtus is the Torah is not saying really it's 40, but we allow you to change what we're saying.
Maybe other Rabbi, the Rambam verse of the pasuk is telling you to make it 30.
But it says 40.
It's a different shiloh, but the pasuk is still teaching you to make it 30. Why it says 40?
But then it's not a gedder. In other words, what's the starting point? If the Torah is saying 40...
Because the Rambam is learning, he's in the pasuk, is that sometimes you'll make a miscount and it'll end up being 40. The Torah didn't want more than 40. 40 is a max.
The Malbim says something sort of like that. We'll see. We may get to something like that.
What about the whole concept that it has to be divided by 3? And that's why it's like 40. 39, and then you can...
But the concept that it has to be divided by 3 is only after the fact that it's 39. But if it's 40, so then... Even Rabbi Huda, who says you give 40, you know, you divide it into 13, and the last one, you find a separate place to give it. So that, according to Rabbi Huda, that last one is not part of the series. Not part of the series 3.
But does the person get part of this? Not the full amount?
Yeah, you know, whatever the Chachamim mandate. Yes. He gets whatever he needed to get. But Rabbi Isai, according to the Rambam Shita, we understand the Rama. If really midairaisa, you're supposed to get 40 malchus. It's the Chachamim come along and say, you know what, we're afraid if you're going to give 40, you might accidentally give 41. So give 39, this way even if you add one, you get 40. We understand that when it comes to giving money, when it comes to giving zehuvim, where there's no lav in the Torah of giving extra tzedakah, so it reverts back to the din d'oraisa of how many zehuvim? 40 zehuvim. Okay. But here's the following problem. Okay, this is a very big question, and it's kedai to know this yisoid.
Sure.
Rabbi Isai, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. Why not? So ask the Taz, it's a very important piece in the Taz. If we're mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar, and the Chachamim can be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar b'shev al tasa because of gzeira, so then why do we ever blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Are you allowed to play clarinet on Yom Tov? No. Are you allowed to play piano on Yom Tov? Why not? We're afraid. Gezeira, Drabbanon, you might fix it. Why would you want to play that anyway? But
could you?
No. But a shofar. What's a shofar? It's chachma veina malacha. An instrument. Why are you allowed to blow shofar on Yom Tov? Why don't we say we should make a gzeira d'rabanan on Shema Yisakein Klishir? It's the same way we don't allow you to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. We shouldn't allow you to blow shofar on any Rosh Hashanah. Because Shema, the same way you can't play piano on Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't be allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Taz, a major Yisoid. What's the Yisoid? The Taz wants to know like this. If a baby is born on Shabbos, when do you do the Mila on Shabbos? When do you do the Mila?
Shabbos.
Very good. Shabbos. On Shabbos. Why don't we say Shema Yavirena Dalad Amos? The same way you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, Gezeira Drabanan, how are you allowed to do Mila on Shabbos? Good kasha, no?
Good question.
Amazing question. What's the answer? The answer is,
because
the Torah says, give Mila on Shabbos. Where does the Torah say it? It just says, give Mila. There's a special pasuk that says, Uvayoyim, Hashmini, Yima, Basal Lasei, which is saying, do it on Shabbos. So for the Chachamim to come along, even though they're only being Oikar, B'Sheva, Al-Tasa, they're not saying actively violate the Torah. They're just saying, sit back, relax, don't do anything. The Chachamim do not have the right to be Mevatel, even B'Sheva, Al-Tasa, if it's going to be Oikar, a pasuk in the Chumash. If the Torah says, B'Feirish, do Mila on Shabbos, the Chachamim cannot be oiker that under any circumstance.
Rosh Hashanah.
On Rosh Hashanah, all the Torah says is, blow shofar. The Torah doesn't say, blow shofar on Shabbos. So the Chachamim are not being oiker tkiah shofar. They're only being oiker tkiah shofar in a limited circumstance. They're not being oiker the pasuk.
Here it says, ba'im.
Here it says, oh, 1 second. So that's what the Taz says. When it comes to Mila, where the Torah specifically says, do Mila on Shabbos, so the Chacham cannot be Oikar B'Shavah Taisa. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they could be Oikar Shofar on Shabbos. But you want them to come along and be Oikar Shofar entirely because Shema Yisak and Klishir. They can't do that. That would be an Akira of the entire Pasuk. So therefore, ask the Minchas Chinuch, based on the Taz, that according to the Rambam Shita, that really midiraisa you're supposed to give 40 malkas. The Chachamim say don't give 40, give 39. Why? Because this way you might give extra. But what do you mean? You might give extra, but you're being oiker the pasuk arboim yakenu entirely. The Chachamim, right? The Taz says Chachamim can only be oiker the Torah b'shev al taisa if the pasuk could still have some applicability in some instances. But if you're going to say always 39 because Shema Yosef, so this is like being Oiker Mila on Shabbos. It's like being Oiker Tkiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the Minchas Chinuch ends off with the Tzarach Iyun. What is Pshat in the opinion of the Rambam? How could the Chachamim be Oiker the Torah entirely? The Torah says 40. So the Malbim is trying to answer this question.
The mystery.
But let's take a look in the Chizkuni. Look at number 12. And the Chizkuni wants to know, the Torah says give how many malchus?
40.
He
said Adalbayim, the Misparabah.
The Torah says Lo Yosef. Asks the Chizkuni, why does the Torah have to say Lo Yosef? We already know. You're not to add to the Torah. You're not to subtract the Torah. Is there a special pasuk that says have four parshiyos in the tefillin? Don't have five. No. If the Torah says four, I already know it says in Vaschanan loy taisif loy sigra. Don't add. Don't take away. Why does the Torah in only there's one mitzvah in the Torah where the Torah says even though I already told you can't add to any of the mitzvahs, but I'm going to tell you about one specific mitzvah not to add to. Don't give more than 40 malchus. Ask the Chizkuni, lo Yosef. V'aloi kfar ne'mar, lo yisai sifu ala dar v'lai sigru menu. Im kein lo mechaz v'yamar lo Yosef. Why does the Torah have to say lo Yosef? I already know black and white. You can't add to the Torah. Does the Torah say don't sit in two sukkahs, one within the other? Does the Torah say don't put on five strings on one corner? I know that. Says the Chizkuni, loy ma'alach. The Torah is saying, Shein Chachamim Rashom Lahoysef. Chachamim are not allowed to add. Aval Ligroya. But to subtract. Harashus Biyadam. The Torah says, we already know you can't add. Why does the Torah say again, you don't add? You know what the Torah is saying by saying don't add? Don't add, but yes, subtract. In other words, by all other mitzvahs, there's a general rule. Don't add, don't subtract. Why dafka here does the Torah say specifically don't add? To say here don't add, but you can subtract.
Here.
Avalagroya harashus biyadam ulafikach hamid hakasiv ha'inyin b'makos haruyos lehishtalish. In other words, in this instance, it's not that the Chachamim are being oiker the Torah entirely. The Torah is giving license, right? The Torah is giving rishus to give less. Where does the Torah give rishus to give less? The Torah just says, Arbam Yakenu lo Yosef. The fact that we already know lo Yosef, the fact that the Torah repeats, lo Yosef is teaching me don't add, but you can subtract. Okay. Now, Rabbeisai, conceptually, let's try to understand. What is the inyan of the 40 malchus that you really should have got, and the Chachamim said only 39? Very interesting. Ramban writes, look at number 13. V'tam ho'arbon, kafi midrashai. Why do you get 40 malchus? L'fi sha'avar ala Torah, shenidna ba'arboim yoim. You're over the Torah. The Torah was given in how many days? Arboim yoim, arboim layla. V'gara misa la'atzmai. You're also hurting yourself. Shenoitzar la'arboim yoim. You were created in 40 days. So therefore, Yilka Arboim, you should get 40 Malkus, V'yetze Yidei Anoshim, and you get off the hook. The Ramban says two amazing things. Why do you get 40 Malkus? Number one, the Torah was given in 40 days. Number two, you were created in 40 days. Says Chassam Sofer, what's the nafkamina between these two answers? Whether it's to get kapara for violating the Torah, or it's to get kapara for destroying you who were created in 40 days. Says Chassam Sofer, the nafkamina is very pashat. How many days was Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai?
40.
Arboim yoim v'arboim laila. Were they complete 40? Or, you know, close to 40? Complete. How do we know they're complete? Because when the... Right? Chazal... Klal Yisrael thought Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down because they thought in Laila Imai. So they saw Vayarom Ki Voshesh Moshe Ki Voshesh. It's already the sixth hour. The 40 days are complete. But they didn't realize it was 40 Yom Shleimos. So if the Malkus is to get Kapara for the Torah, you need 40 Malkus. But what if the purpose of the Malkus is to get Kapara for causing Hashem to create you for no good reason? How many days does it take Hashem to create a person? 40 days. But is it 40 complete days? No, it's not. You never know when the conception happened. It's usually not the very first moment of the night, right? It's already into the day. So if the reason for Malkus is Keneged the Torah, you need 40 Yamim Shleim. If it's Keneged Yetziras Havlad, you only need 39.
Why 39?
Why 39? Listen to this. This is Ayayim Anayim. What's worse, to be mechalel the Torah, or to be mechalel yourself? To be mechalel your neshama. It is far worse for a person to destroy himself than to destroy the Torah. And therefore, says Chassam Sofer, you know what the Torah is saying? Kimle b'derabimni. Kimle b'derabimni. Yeah, you destroyed the Torah. You were mechalel the Torah that took 40 days and 40 nights. But you know what else you did? Look at number 15. Look on the fifth line. V'chein hu be'emes. V'ha d'loy malkin be'emes mem keneged ha'Torah haynu mishum de'kim le b'derabimineh. Listen to this. This is ayay v'nayra. De'masha pagam b'navshay. The pagam that you put in your neshama hu chet yoyser gadol is a bigger sin. De nefesh Yisrael chashuva yoyser. The soul of a Jew is more chashuv, he's saying, even in the Torah. If you would have been a tzaddik, you know what you're destroying? You're destroying neshama kadosha. The neshama is greater than the Torah. Why? Because neshama is chelak elekami mal. The Torah is just the Dvar Hashem. The neshama is chelak Hashem. So it's worse to destroy the neshama. That's the way I'm understanding it. It's worse to destroy the neshama than to destroy the Torah. So therefore... So Kimmy,
you can't
but it said the
but it said that
you're being mechalal the Torah. You're desecrating the Torah.
But the Torah doesn't really get.
It's not getting desecrated. Neither does the neshama. We'll see.
But it said that the Torah.
Well, neither does the neshama. But you're being mechalal. In other words, it's worse to be mechalal the neshama than to be mechalal the Torah. And therefore, you're going to be punished for the worst crime. Kimle, okay, how this kimle? Also, you could think of it. Listen to this. Says Chassam Sofer. Now we understand the hemshach of the Gemara. Now we know how foolish it is not to stand up for a safer, not to stand up for a Gavra Rabba, and to stand up for a safer Torah. Because you don't chap? Don't you understand? Why are you getting 39 Malkas and not 40? Because it's worse in the fact that you didn't make yourself into a tzaddik than being Mechal the Torah. In other words, listen to this. Here you have a guy. The guy is supposed to get 40 Malkas. Why is he only getting 39? Because what we're telling him is, what you did not becoming a tzaddik is a lot worse than being mechal of the Torah. In other words, a tzaddik is more valuable than the Torah. So then look how foolish you are that you stand up for the Sefer Torah and you don't stand up for the Gavara. Okay? But this line of the Chassam Sofer is really Oyem V'Noya. Masha Pagam B'Nafshoi Huchid Yoyser Gadol. The nefesh Yisrael chashuva yoyser ihaya zoicha liyos tzaddik. It's mind-boggling. Okay, now listen to this. Look at number 14 for a moment. Why is it that really you're supposed to get 40 malchus, but instead of getting 40 malchus, you get off the hook 39? So we know one of the reasons Ramban said, how many days does it take Hashem to create a person? 40. What day does the neshama come into the body?
On the following day.
The 40th day.
The following day.
Right? It's not then nikr, the zachos, or the nakar. You haven't been the gender. Right? The gender hasn't been the neshama of the child enters on the 40th day. Says the Gor Aryeh, the Maral. That means the first 39 days God is working on the guf. The 40th day God puts in the neshama. Now, when a person does an avera, who deserves punishment? The body. The body is the one who has decided, who has pulled this entity to do the wrong thing. It's the nefesh, it's the desires of the guf that really need kapara. However, the neshama also needs kapara. Why? Because kol ha-mechubar l'tameh, tameh. Kol ha-mechubar l'tahar, tahar. The neshama is just in a, you know, joining in. It's just a shukup, right? When the whole class misbehaves, even though you have a nice lemela in the back, who, you know, is a goody-goody, nevertheless, when the Rebbe punishes a class, everyone's going to get punished. Why? But he didn't do anything wrong. He did. He's part of the class. But once all the you know, mischievous kids are, this one's expelled, and that one's expelled, and this one's kicked out, and the nice little goody-goody is left in the class by himself, he's not going to get punished. Because once all of his associates have been removed, he's pure. Says the Maral, how many malchus do we have to give this guy? 40. Why? 39 for the 39 days of the creation of the body. One for the creation of the neshama. So we'll give him. Let's give him 40 now. One part of the guf is gone. 2, 3, 4, 5, 38, 39. Now the guf has been atoned for. Now what do you want to do? You want to hit the neshama, and the neshama is pure. Once the effects of the guf have been removed, there's no need to hit the neshama. That's what the Torah means. How many malchus are you supposed to get? 40. But once you've already distributed 39, the 40th one is not needed. Now take a look. Look at the Gor Aryeh. Look, the second to last line in number 14. Amnam nira ki bevadai hayaroi lokos arbaim keneged arbaim yom shel yitzuras havlad. Really, it would be roi to give 40 malchus keneged the creation of the vlad. Uvi yom haachon hu yom harbaim mekabel havlad haneshama. On the 40th day, the vlad accepts the neshama. Uvi chalam etes hu brios haguf. The first 39 days, God creates the body. The Yetzirah is in the guf. The guf needs the kapara. The Hanushama chata imai. The neshama just sinned along as an accomplice. Shekal hamachuber l'tamei harehu kamayu. Anything attached to tuma is tamei like it. Ba'idem aguf. Ulafikach amra taira. Therefore the Torah says, Arboim yakenu. Give 40. Sha'af ha'neshama she'im aguf chayv ha'malkus. Does the neshama deserve malkus? Yeah. When it's attached to the guf, it deserves malkus. Shekol asher ha'neshama aguf shu achayti areu kamar kilal. But when achin kishamak and oisei lametes makos, when you give 39 makos, uvezeh shav yitzirus haguf naki me'achid. Once you've distributed 39 makos and the guf is pure, because Chazal say once you get makos v'nikla achicha le'enecha, you're pure, you're clean. Umemela nimtza haneshama tahira. Now the neshama is left the way it always was. It's pure. She'ein ba b'chisos ba'atzma. It has no inherent flaw. Right? When you do an avera, you're not affecting the neshama. Rak hasher hi mitzurefes aguf hachoyte. And once the body is clean, the neshama is clean. So how many makas do you need to give? 40. But once you've given 39, the 40th is no longer necessary. Another idea. Look at number 16. Right? This we learned in Brachas, Dav Zayin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Toiva Mardus Achas Belibai Shal Adam Yoiser Mikama Malkios. The one incrimination, the one tevia, the one taina, the one krechts that a person gives in his heart that he's not living up to the way he should is more valuable to Hashem than all the malkus in the world. You hear that? The one self, you know, self maka. The one time you criticize yourself internally has more value to Hashem even than all the makos. So says the Divrei Yechezkel, look at number 18. He says like this. This is the Shin of a Rebbe. Says the Divrei Yechezkel. We have a dilemma over here. We have a dilemma. The dilemma is, how do we read the Pasuk? Do we read the Pasuk, give 40 Malkus, don't add? Or do we read the Pasuk, give 39 Malkus, and don't add to the 39? Because this way, if you give 39 and you don't add, so even if you do add, you'll only be giving 40 that he deserves anyway. In other words, how do we read the Pasuk? Does the Torah want us to give 40 not to add to the 40? Or does the Torah want us only to give 39? And this way, even if you give 40, he's getting what he deserves. Says the Shin of a Rebbe, the same question that the Chizkuni asked. If we know, b'chol ha-Torah kula lo yosef, that you're not allowed to add to the Torah, right? We know. You're never allowed. You're not allowed to have 5 parashas in the tefillin. You can't take 5 minim. You can't wear 2 strings on 1 knaf. Why then does the Torah have to specifically say, by makas, don't add? We know that already. You know what the Torah is saying? The Torah is saying, there is a danger of adding by makas that does not present itself anywhere else. And what is that? The danger is, since Taiva Mardus Achas Ba'adam Yotze Mikama Malkios, since the Gemara tells us, the self-incrimination, the krecht, when a person criticizes himself, that is more valuable to God than all the makas in the world. So when the Torah says, give arbaim, you know what the Torah has to mean? Not don't give more than arbaim. The Torah has to mean don't give more than 39. Why? Because if you give 40, you are adding right there. How are you adding? I just gave 40. No, because we know that this amount of makos is going to produce mardus achas b'livay shel adam. In other words, what's the purpose of the makos? Hashem just wants to smack you again and again and again. Hashem knows by giving this amount of makos, it's going to produce the one makos b'livay shel adam. That is what God is looking for. He's not looking to hit you. He's looking for you to see your own flaws. He's looking for a person to give himself the mussar. So you know what the Torah is saying? Arboim yakenu. How? Give 39. And the 40th, you give yourself. That's the toiva mardus achas b'libo shel adam yosef mikama malkus. When the pshat in arboim yakenu, you are giving 40. How? 39 the Bezdin gives, and one you give yourself. How do we know that's what the pasuk means? Maybe you give 40 real malkus. Pen yosef! Because the Torah is saying if you give 40, You're adding right there. Why? Because maybe the guy is going to give himself Mardas Achas, Belivay Shaladam, and that will be number 41. So the reason the Torah specifically says, Pen Yosef, is to teach me that the meaning of Arbaim is not Arbaim, but rather it's 39, and the 40th one will let the person supply himself. Okay. Very interesting. One more thing until we get to the Amnara. Take a look at it in number 22. This is Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Right? Again, another Gemara in Brachos that says, Tan Rabbanon la'olam yashlam adam parshi Yosef imatzibur. Shnayim Mikra v'yachat Targum.
Daftet.
Daftes.
I think so.
Yeah, the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
La'olam yashlam adam parshi Yosef imatzibur.
The last...
Right, Chesam and Aleph, Chesam and Beis. Rabbi Isai, who wrote Targum Onklus? Onklus Hagar. I'm going to tell you a chiddush now. This is something I did not know until 2 weeks ago. Who wrote Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? Not Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, the Gemara says in Megillah, Yonasan ben Uziel wrote Targum on Nevi'im. Who wrote Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? The Chida writes in Maris Ha'ayin, Megillah Daf Chavches, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is Targum Yushalmi.
Yeah.
So what's the Targum Yushalmi in the Mekoros Gedolos Chumash? It's a different nusach of the Targum Yushalmi. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Chida says, was not written by Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Not everyone agrees with this, but this is majority view.
So what is the Emunim?
It's just Meyuchas. It's not. It wasn't written by him. Chidah says either it's from the Tanoim, not specifically Yonasan ben Uziel, or it's Targum Yushalmi.
Maybe he compiled it.
Chidah says no. I don't know, I wasn't there. Chidah says no. Anyway, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says like this. What does it mean, Arboim Yakenu? Arboim Yatzlif. Bechaser Chad Yalkine. 40 you should be Yatzlif, and minus 1 you should hit him.
Hit the ground
one. What in the world does it mean, Yatzlif? We have a Mishnah in Yuma. Loi hayu miskavein lahazois. Loi lamala, loi lamala. Ela kematzlif. What does Rashi say in Yuma? What does it mean, kematzlif? Rashi says, loi noidali. Have no idea. Says the Bnei
Yisrael.
Says the Bnei Yisrael. Listen to what he says. You know what it means, Yatzlif? Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is bothered by Akash. If Chazal understand, you only give 39 Malkus, so why does the Torah say Arbaim Yakenu? You know what Yatzlif means? You raise up your arm. You raise up. Not up, not down. That's what it means, like the person, remember, who didn't fix his fence that was breached on Shabbos. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun? Sha'ala etzlai tzalaf. Tzalaf is a kind of plant that grows up but it doesn't reach the ground.
Seven fruits.
So that's what it means, kematzlif. In other words, very interesting. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Arboim Yakenu. We're not completely ignoring it. We're not throwing it out the window. There is something you have to do 40 times. What do you have to do 40 times? You got to pick up the whip 40 times, but what?
Don't hit.
We don't hit. So says Maral, that's why when we gave Malkus in Bezdin, how many Malkus did we give? 39. What pasuk did they say when they gave the Malkus? Behu, Rachum, Yechaper, Avoin, Veloy, Yashkes, Behirba, Lahashim, Apoy, Veloy, Yair, Kol Chamasoy. God does not give all of his anger. How do we know that? We say Behu Rachum 3 times, 39. But Kol Chamasoy. No, because that 40, what do you mean he did? Maybe he does give Kol Chamasoy. The Torah says 39. No, Torah says Arboim. Yatzlif, the 40th time you pick up. But then, lo yatir kol chamasai. That represents God is lo yatir kol chamasai. So very interesting. We have, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, until Yom Kippur,
40 days.
What's the pshat in 40 days? So one thing we could say is, the 39 days of preparation for Yom Kippur is so that when Yom Kippur comes, we are able to hear Taiva, Mardus, Achas, the Liboy Shaladam. The purpose of Yom Kippur is for the person himself to do the tshuva. It takes the 39 days of tshuva, 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 until finally we're able to hear our lev saying, incriminating itself, doing tshuva. That's the Arbam Yakenu. These are the 40 days of Elul. They're 40 days. But when you get to the 40th one, Yom Kippur, that's the best of all. That's Toiva Makas, Mardus, Achas, Beliba Shaladam, Yosef Mikala Malkus. But we could say even further. What did the Maral say? You have 40 Malkus. The Guf should get 40. 39 for the Guf, 1 for the Neshama. But once the Guf is taken care of, Neshama is pure. What does the Ramban say about Yom Kippur? When the Satan sees Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur, that ain by kina, ain by sina, ain by sacharus, we're like Malachi Asharis.
No goof.
What happened? How? Really? We're like Malachi Asharis? How did that happen? Because as soon as you remove the influence of the goof through the 39 days leading up to Yom Kippur, makkah after makkah, tshuva after tshuva, where the goof is purified, and the raya is, what do we do every Yom Kippur? Every Yom Kippur he said, goof, this is for you, right? There's a mitzvah of achila to signify the fact that we are now perfecting the guf through what the guf does. But Yom Kippur is kulei neshama. Yom Kippur, the ein by achila of loishtia. It's yom haneshama. Yom haneshama, that's the day of tshuva. That's the day when the neshama stands by itself and it's been rid of all the influences of the guf, so the neshama by itself is pure. That's what the Torah is telling us. Arboim yakenu. Really, you need to get 40 malchus. But once you've given 39 malchus, and you get to Yom Kippur, you get to the 40th, and you're pure, you're Kadosh V'Tahor, the 40th one is no longer necessary. B'Yisrael, have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.